Deb Toth is with SSM Health, Greater Fond du Lac. She is an advanced care planning specialist. Good morning, Deb. Oh, boy.
Good morning.
Tripping all over my tongue here. But anyway, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So National Healthcare Decisions Day is coming up this coming Tuesday, and SSM Health is going to be pretty active there. There are four different locations where people can basically get some help in making advanced healthcare decision making. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
I would be happy to. Wisconsin is not a next of kin state, meaning that if you would end up in the hospital, you or a loved one were to end up in the hospital, either very confused or unconscious, unless you have it written down on paper, who is the person that you want to speak for you, you may have to get a guardianship, or the courts may need to become more involved. The person making decisions for you may not be the person you would trust to do so. So our focus is sitting down with people, talking with them about, you know, what's important in your life? What do you need to be able to do in order to be happy with your life? What could you live with or without? And then who would you trust to speak on your behalf if you couldn't do that? And then we can help them create a document called a medical power of attorney for healthcare that just it kind of outlines what kinds of things you might want, and then also names someone, the person you trust, to talk on your behalf.
All right. So power of attorney, and how does that differ from a living will?
A living will is a little bit different document. The power of attorney for healthcare allows you to name someone. The living will is generally for people who do not have someone that they feel they can trust to make decisions for them. And that document is very limited. It only talks about absolute life and death kind of issues. It talks about whether you would want to be kept alive on a tube feeding, whether you would want to be kept alive on a ventilator, you know, those kinds of life or death issues. So it's really quite limited. It's very sad to me that there are people who need that because they really don't have someone they can count on. But there you are. You know, we do need to have that available for people.
All right. So are we talking, as far as this goes, do you need people to sign documents? Do you need stuff notarized? What are we talking about here?
We are talking about when people come in, we ask them to come with a list of who they would want to name, their names, their addresses, and their telephone numbers. And then we go through the document with them. And then at the very end of it, they sign it. And then the document needs to be witnessed by two people who are not related to them. So it can be friends, family, people from church, social workers at the hospital or chaplains at the hospital. It doesn't need to be notarized. You don't have to go through an attorney for this. We can do it for free, but it does need to be witnessed at the same time that it's signed.
Okay. Let's talk about some of these places that people can get this done on Tuesday. And we'll start out with the Fond du Lac Family YMCA in Fond du Lac, because you're also going to be there with the Lions Eye Bank of Wisconsin and UW Organ and Tissue Donation. And
right.
Tell us about that end of it, too, if you would, please.
I'd be happy to. Part of the power of attorney for healthcare, one of the questions on it, is whether you would like to be an organ donor. And that's a very important piece of it that people miss. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I have it on my driver's license. That's perfect. That's wonderful. And if you go into the ER and you have died, they will look at that. And that kind of preempts any other decisions you make. So if you have that you are a donor on your driver's license, that's an automatic. And the people from OPO will come and sit down with the family and talk with them and explain what your wishes are. on the power of attorney for healthcare, that is also a question. And so if you don't have it on your driver's license, that's the perfect place to have it. I've worked with the people, both from Lyons and from UW in the past. They are just amazing people, just compassionate and loving, and very excited about what they do. The lady from the Lions, she lost her vision as a child. She received one eye as, I think she was under 10 the first time she received an eye transplant, and then the second one when she was a teenager. And she can see now where she had totally lost her vision before. That's just a miracle that we even have that technology available. Working with them is such a great experience because many people will come up and say, I'm a living donor. I gave a kidney to so-and-so, or I received a part of a liver, or I am a heart recipient. And it's really neat to hear those stories and the impact that that makes on people's lives.
You know, we've actually talked with the woman from the Lions Eye Bank before. You're right. She had an amazing story. Okay, so that's going to be from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Fond du Lac Family YMCA on West 2nd Street in Fond du Lac. Now, you also,
right, and that's next week Tuesday.
Right. And also on that same day, you're going to have folks in Ripon, Animal Pond, right?
Right, at the Ripon Senior Center, and that will be from noon to 3, at Waupun Hospital from 10 to 2, and that will be near the cafeteria for people who are familiar with that area. And then we will also be in St. Agnes Hospital clinic side of the hospital lobby, right by the gift shop, and that will also be from 10 to 2. So we have multiple opportunities for people to be able to come out and do this really important work. One of the reasons why it's so important is because when something happens, and it will eventually to all of us, but when something happens, the people that you've named, if you've had a chance to sit down and have a discussion with them, you know what their wishes are, and you are speaking on their behalf. If you've never had those conversations, when it comes right down to it, that's when you start hearing stories from people of, I had to pull the plug. Well, there's a tremendous amount of guilt that comes with that. So by having the conversations in the first place, these people instead are saying, I followed my mom's wishes. She would have not wanted to live this way. So I honored what she wanted me to do for her.
Okay. Let me ask you, would these same wishes would apply if somebody ends up in hospice?
Yes, pretty much. You know, there is a section on the document that talks about end of life, whether you would want to be kept alive at all costs. There's also a section on there that asks, would you want to be kept comfortable at the end of your life? And that's all about hospice. It's keeping people comfortable. It's making sure that their wishes are followed. It's making sure that they have an end of life that's filled with dignity and supported by love.
All right. If somebody's going to attend these on Tuesday and they wish to fill out some of these documents, what do they need? Do they need
The only thing that they need to bring along is a list of who they would want to name. They can name up to 3 people. It can be 1, it can be 2, or it can be 3. We need their name, their telephone number, and their address, and that's all we need from them.
So you'll supply the witnesses then?
Yep, we will be witnesses. We will have all of the documents with us, as well as some information about how to have an appropriate conversation with the people that you've named. You know, what to say to them, what to ask them, that kind of thing.
How long have you been in the advanced care planning business, so to speak?
Oh, boy. You know, the first document that I ever did was probably in 1987.
Wow.
In fact, my senior year in college, We had to, in our speech class, we had to give a speech, right? And I brought in documents and I talked about them. And my whole conversation was about completing the document and why it's important. And every single person in that class filled out their document that day with me. It was crazy. It was really fun. So I've been doing this for a long time. What made me really passionate about it is having a friend who died very young, a sudden death. She was on life support for a week. Her family was just torn. It was just an awful, awful week until they finally decided at the end to allow her to die naturally. And I came home and I said to my husband, boy, don't ever let that happen to me. You know, if I can't wake up, if I can't have a conversation, please don't just keep me alive for the sake of keeping me alive. And he said, I couldn't do that. And so I knew I needed to redo my document. I needed to tear that one up and start all over. So I did that. I had a conversation with my kids, and I named them. And ever since then, I've really started thinking about how important it is for people to be able to have control over not only who they name, but what they want the end of their life to maybe look like. So it's really been a huge passion for me for, gosh, a lot of years.
Well, Deb, before we go here, could you run through those locations and times again, please?
I surely can. We will be at the Fond du Lac YMCA from 8:30 till noon, and we will be with Lions Eye Bank and the organ donation folks. If you have a pair of glasses that you no longer need, please feel free to bring them along. That will be a great place to drop them off. Ripon Senior Center, we will be there from noon till 3. St. Ignace Hospital Clinic Lobby, right by the gift shop, we will be there from 10 to 2. And Lapon Hospital, right next to the cafeteria, we will be there from 10 to 2 as well.
All right. And all of those locations and times are this coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday.
Well, Deb, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Bob. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
That is Deb Toth, who is an advanced care planning specialist with SSM Health Greater Fond du Lac. We appreciate her joining us this morning.